The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning with Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Not long ago, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who was the Archbishop of New York, he was asked a question that a lot of people today often ask. They asked the Cardinal, "Why do more people not go to Mass on a Sunday, and why are fewer people going to Mass?" And instead of answering that question directly, the Cardinal said to them, what he says, why not, he said, "When I look around the archdiocese," he says, "not every parish, that's not true in every parish. In some parishes, the number of people going to Mass on a Sunday is increasing." And he said, "When I look more closely at those parishes," he says, "it's increasing because the priest there is a joyful person, and he's hospitable, and he's welcoming, and he exudes joy." And that's, you know, very true, because, I mean, I've been to Mass in some places, and honest to God, the guy celebrating Mass, I'd rather be in a morgue or somewhere. There was no enthusiasm, no joy of any sort. And I don't know if you were listening, probably not, but I'd give you the benefit of the doubt. If you were listening to the opening prayer at Mass this morning, well, first of all, the antiphon to the Mass, the antiphon was what? "Cry out with joy to all the earth." Cry out with joy. So why are you looking so serious? cry out with joy to all the earth. And then the opening prayer was beautiful. But I forgot it. But it'll come out. May your people forever, Lord, exult in the joy of their renewed youthfulness. Wasn't that a beautiful prayer? Rejoice forever in their renewed youthfulness. So let's look at that for a moment and go along methodically. A lot of people today, and maybe some of you, you look at what's happening in the world and you look at what's happening in society and you see everything wrong, huh? You see everything wrong with the way things are going. But, you know, there's a lot of good things also. And we have lost the ability to maybe focus on what is wonderful. And life is wonderful. And each one of you is wonderful if you'd only look at yourself. And look at yourself from God's aspect, from God's point of view, rather than introvertedly looking at yourself. So, where do we go from there? Well, a lot of us are very unhappy, maybe with who we are. With who we are. We have a very, unfortunately, in the Catholic Church, we have a very, very bad theology of the body. And so, some famous professor one time said to his students, we take more notice of Plato rather than Jesus Christ, because Plato had a despicable view of the body. And so he made that separation between body and soul. God doesn't make that separation. The soul is in the body, and the body is in the soul. And God loves the spiritual and the material. And everything in the world is beautiful because everything in the world is part of the handiwork or the creation of God. So each one of you is a unique revelation of the mystery of God. Now, you may not see that, but each one of you is a unique revelation of the mystery and the beauty of God. And so why are you unhappy with yourself? A lot of people, you're worried about how you look. You're worried about your weight. You're going to, I don't know, cosmetic surgeons and paying a fortune, and you come out looking worse than you went in. And, well, look at, there was a famous comedian. She had a big job done, and she looked terrifying when she the next time she built. But anyway, I'm not going there. But seriously, to accept yourself as you are. And nobody can give the glory to God that you can give him. You're a unique person made in the image of God. Now, that comes in right throughout Easter. And that's why Easter is a great time of joy. Joy. Real joy. Christ, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he didn't come back as a pure spirit. He came back with his glorified body, meaning now he's glorified. He was a human being like you and I, with all the consequences of being a human being. And when he died on the cross and entered the tomb, God raised him from the dead with his body. And what's more, and he goes to limits, lots of limits to, beyond limits really, to show that to the apostles, that the body is a good thing. And so he said, look, if you don't believe me, look at my hands, look at my feet, look at the hole in my side. Beautiful lesson there. He carried his wounds with him, even though he was glorified. And most of us, be honest, we're wounded. We never get through life without being wounded, either mentally or physically. But when we die and we're raised from the dead, those wounds will be glorified. Huh? Isn't that a beautiful thought? Those same wounds will be glorified, absolutely glorified. And Jesus goes out of his way to show that to us. But we say words, I feel, I really do, I feel it rather than think it. I feel it that very often at Mass, I listen to you. When I'm celebrating Mass, I listen intently to you. And I listen intently to myself. And I feel very often the words coming back at me are meaningless. Are meaningless. And we're using words. You know, I try my best, especially when I go to another church, which I often do to celebrate Mass, to slow them down a bit. Rather than saying, I am not worthy to receive you, understand them, and I'm worthy. It's meaningless. Meaningless. And I want to point out something to you, that we need to look at our body in a different way, at our sexuality, at our sensuality, and stop looking at everything to deal with the body as being bad. It's not. It's good. And Jesus in the resurrection is telling us that. And when you have a new respect for your body and your particular body, it gives you a whole new aspect of life, a whole new outlook on life. And look at the words we use. In a few moments' time, you're going to say, I believe in the resurrection of the body. You don't say, I believe in the resurrection of the spirit. And a little while later, the priest doesn't say to you, the spirit of Christ. What does he say? The body of Christ. And has that ever impacted on your mind? You are eating. You are taking the body of Christ inside you, into you. And what is Jesus telling us there? That the body is beautiful. So why are you so down on your body and afraid of your body? Because Jesus said there's no need to be afraid. And so you still get people come to confession and say, I might have had a bad thought once or twice. And all I can say is, thank God you're normal. You know, it's normal. And if you think about it, Jesus was totally human. So do you think that Jesus had no sexuality? Or that he wasn't attracted to women? Some of you might be scandalized. Somebody going out of Mass here not long ago said to another woman on her way out, did you hear him this morning? He mentioned the word sex. Oh, hell's bells. Where's he going? Where's he going on that one? Because we were in church. You see how we've been indoctrinated, huh? And we really got to change our attitude and, give a bit of, okay, God, I'm sorry about that. That's okay. I know, yeah. Leave it like that. Right. Just leave it. Bump, bump. But I just want to. So it's lovely to see you smiling. Lovely to see you laughing a little bit. So the whole message of Easter then is go out there, spread the good news, be joyful. Whatever you do, do it with a bit of enthusiasm. Yeah, Tom, enthusiasm. That's a lovely word. It's a very special word. To me, enthusiasm comes from two Greek words, en and theos, meaning in God. Whatever you do, do in God, do enthusiastically, do with enthusiasm. And go out there and look, you can captivate people by your smile. A sour face does nothing for anybody. But a smile can do wonders for people. Somebody's walking down the street and they look miserable. Smile at them and say, good morning. And under your breath say, what the hell is wrong with you? But, you know, just smile. Smile doesn't cost you anything. Smile. Good. There you go. Let's stand.